This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Former ambassador to Iraq, Joseph Wilson, believes his family paid a steep price for his criticism of the Bush administration. Joseph Wilson became increasingly critical after President Bush said in his 2003 State of the Union address, quote, "The British government has learned that Saddam Hussein recently sought significant quantities of uranium from Africa," unquote. The CIA previously had sent Wilson to Niger, also known as Niger, where he found no evidence for the administration's claims. Last July, Wilson wrote an op-ed piece in the New York Times saying that this particular intelligence regarding Iraq was false. A week later, columnist Robert Novak revealed that Wilson's wife, Valerie Plame, was a CIA operative. Federal prosecutors are now investigating the leak about Valerie Plame. Joseph Wilson is now out with his version of events in a memoir titled The Politics of Truth, Inside the Lies That Led to War and Betrayed My Wife's CIA Identity.
I was not surprised that the White House would attempt to discredit me. There is a long practice in this town of trying to destroy the credibility of the message by destroying the credibility of the messenger. I was shocked that somebody in the U.S. government would take a decision that the political agenda that they were trying to protect or defend was more important than the national security of the country and expose my wife and her activities.
Now, you say the government revealed your wife's identity as undercover CIA. You do not, in fact, know who revealed her identity.
Well, the fact that we don't have the names confirmed, despite a 7-month investigation by a special counsel and his FBI support, is a clear indication that the White House continues to stonewall on this matter.
But at first you blamed Karl Rove and then backed off of that. In the book, you point a finger at Elliot Abrams and Louis Libby in the White House, but you have no hard evidence.
I don't speculate on who it is. I just offer what everybody else has told me to a broader audience than those who are sitting inside the Beltway here in Washington. Now, with respect to Karl Rove, who is the president's political advisor, it was clear to me from the very beginning that this act against myself and against my wife was a political act. Now, I have no knowledge as to whether Rove was a leaker. I do have knowledge that he pushed the story for a week. He was calling reporters and he was telling people like Chris Matthews, Wilson's wife is fair game. Now, irrespective of whether that's criminal or not, it is certainly beyond the pale ethically.
But I must say, in the book, you say you're not accusing anybody of anything, but you rather straightforwardly say your belief is that the vice president's chief of staff, Louis Libby, is the man who is one of the two people who gave you the name of your wife.
Based on what the sources have told me, shortly after I began to speak out on this, there was a meeting in the suite of offices that the vice president occupies, chaired by either the vice president or by Mr. Libby, at which a decision was made to do a, quote, workup on me, language for do run an intelligence operation against me to find out everything you could about me, an American citizen, and my wife. That explains how, within 2 days of my opinion piece being published by the New York Times, Mr. Novak was walking around the streets of Washington telling a stranger that who my wife was and what she did for a living.
The White House's response most lately is, we don't want to respond to someone trying to elect the Democratic candidate. Are you trying to discredit the administration in order to help John Kerry, who you do support?
Yeah, certainly. And I'm proud to support John Kerry. But in actual fact, if you go back and you take a look at this, there's two fundamental truths. One, that the 16 words should not have been the State of the Union. The White House has acknowledged that. I didn't put the 16 words in the State of the Union. I just called my government to account as an act of civic duty. And two, that somebody leaked the name of a CIA operative to a journalist. Now, President George H.W. Bush says of leakers who do this that they are the most insidious of traitors.
President George H.W. Bush was a fan of yours. In your book, you appear to be a fan of his. You print a note from him where he praises you and your work in Iraq at the beginning of the Kuwait invasion. Do you have warm relations with the first President Bush?
Well, over the years, I've maintained contact with the first President Bush. I have enormous respect for him. I have enormous respect for the team that did the first Gulf War.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Joseph Wilson is author of The Politics of Truth, Inside the Lies That Led to War and Betrayed My Wife's CIA Identity.